Greetings. Welcome to Axtel's second quarter 2023 conference call and webcast. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. Please note this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the conference over to Nancy Olvera, Axtel's Investor Relations and Corporate Finance Manager. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Sherry. Good morning, and welcome to Axtel's earnings conference call. It is my pleasure to participate in today's call together with Armando de la Peña, Axtel CEO, Adrián de los Santos, CFO, and Bernardo García, Executive Officer of Business Strategy. Financial information for both Axtel and Controladora Axtel, including the unaudited second quarter report, is available on each corporate website. After Armando and Adrián's comments regarding quarterly performance and relevant events, we will be taking your questions for both Axtel and Controladora Axtel. Let me remind you that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements. These statements reflect management's current views, which are subject to certain risks and uncertainties. Axtel is under no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. I will now turn the call over to Armando for his initial remarks.
Thank you, Nancy, and thanks everyone for being with us today. Before discussing the financial performance, I will share details about the completion of the spin-off of Alfa's ownership in Axtel and the progress in the implementation of our new business and commercial model. On May 29, Controladora Axtel, the new controlling entity of Axtel, began trading in the Mexican Stock Exchange. Alfa shareholders receive one Controladora Axtel share for each Alfa share they own, concluding the spin-off process which started a year ago. As commented, the spin-off represents an opportunity for further evolve in our growth and strategic agenda, while maintaining the same corporate governance and prudent financial discipline characteristic of Alfa companies. Also, all members of Axtel Board of Directors and Executive Committees remain unchanged. In the second quarter, enterprise and government segment revenues improved 5% and 11% respectively, while overall EBITDA improved 9%. We foresee a positive trend in the company's performance in all business segments for the second semester, except for one-time capacity contracts in Axtel due to timing uncertainty and their contractual transformation to monthly rent services. Our performance also benefited for efficiencies and more agile processes, helping to contain inflation pressure and in our cost and in our expenses. Normalizing extraordinary uncollectible provisions, total expenses increased 3% in the second quarter. This increase below inflation reflects the benefits from a leaner new organization. Concerning the new operating and commercial model, specialization and differentiation are our key drivers in our strategy. We made progress in the quarter by prioritizing solution based on industry segments and subsegments. We also introduced changes in the compensation schemes to incentivize collaboration, empowerment, and P&L responsibilities. These compensation changes are the first step in a gradual transition progress, concluding by the end of next year. We produce new recurring revenues when we complete the implementation of a service and start the monthly billing. This is a regular metric we closely follow to measure the ratio of funnel and acquisition to new revenues, as well as the period between the signing of a contract and the ready-for-billing date. Increasing new recurring revenues require a large funnel, closing of new contracts, and shorter implementation periods. In the enterprise segment, new contracts recurrent revenues accumulated 73 million pesos in the first semester, compared to 24 million pesos in the same period a year ago. For the wholesale infrastructure segment, new contracts revenues, including capacity contracts, total 31 million pesos. Maintaining this trend is key to improving future revenues and profitability. The new organization and strategy implemented in the government segment in the second quarter of 22 is gaining traction. Revenues increased double digit in the first quarter and first semester vis-a-vis respective periods in last year. The space projects with federal government entities being delayed until the second semester. This is the result of an enhanced vision, diversification of customer base, and diligent work. Currently, we are working with other 30 federal government entities and state governments, which were not active customers at the beginning of last year. We are confident in achieving the stretch objective defined for the government segment in this year. As cyber threats become more sophisticated and aggressive, we are fully committed to promoting safe digitalization among our clients. During the quarter, we signed a collaboration agreement with a technology partner. Both companies agreed to implement defensive measures and share strategic information on cybersecurity threats. This agreement will allow us to increase the value proposition of our customers in terms of cyber defense and cyber resilience. Along with a sustainability-linked loan executed in late April, in May, we were recognized by CEMEFI, that stands for Centro Mexicano para la Filantropía, as a socially responsible company. At Axtel, we make sure that our decisions and actions are aligned with our business vision and the sustainability values that we promote. We will continue to implement our new operating and commercial model to develop clear specialization and differentiation, supported by streamlined processes, greater proximity, and customer focus. Our goal is to generate differentiated opportunities to accelerate profitable growth. I will now let Adrián make some additional remarks and discuss Axtel's second quarter results. Thank you.
Thank you, Armando. Let me highlight that last week we prepaid all 314 million outstanding amounts of our 2024 senior notes. We used proceeds from a 9-bank syndicated credit facility and a term loan from an international export credit agency. Pro forma for this transaction, peso-denominated and variable interest rate debt in Axtel represents 44 and 97% respectively. As indicated, since we started the process a year ago, we successfully refinanced the entire bond program well over a year prior to its maturity in November of next year. I will now move on to review our financial results for the second quarter. Company revenues increased 3% year over year. Enterprise segment revenues increased 5% in the quarter, explained by a 10% increase in digital transformation services and value-added solutions revenues, compensating for a 15% decline in voice revenues. The 19% growth in digital transformation revenues was driven by a 20% increase in cloud and cybersecurity and 14% in collaboration services in the quarter. Voice revenues represented 9% of enterprise segment revenues in the quarter, down from 11% in the same period of last year. Government segment revenues increased 11% in the second quarter due to good progress in the renewal of contracts. Revenues from renewal of existing services represent about one-third of government segment business plan. Renewal progress is currently at 85% with expectations to achieve 100% by next quarter. We expect some revenue acceleration in the rest of the year as certain projects in our pipeline are materializing in the second semester. Revenues from wholesale infrastructure segment customers declined 6% in the quarter, mainly from access disconnections of multinational companies being served through one of our major wholesale international customers. During the quarter, we booked 37 million pesos in revenues from dark fiber or upfront capacity contracts compared to 31 million in second quarter of last year. Although we maintain an attractive pipeline of capacity or dark fiber contracts, the legal or commercial structure of some of these opportunities will be materialized as recurring monthly rents instead of one-time revenues. Cost of revenues, excluding depreciation and amortization charges, increased 2% in the quarter, slightly less than the increase in revenues. Contribution margin remained unchanged at 73% vis-a-vis second quarter 2022. Enterprise segment cost of revenues remained unchanged in the quarter, compared to a 5% increase in revenues, thus slightly improving the margin from 72 to 73%. We continue to work improving profitability in reduced margin services like cloud solutions. This quarter, such efforts paid off. Government segment cost of revenues increased 18% in the quarter, slightly higher than the respective increase in revenues. Contribution margin declined from 54 to 50% in the quarter. We expect the government segment contribution margin to fluctuate in the low 50% range. Concerning wholesale infrastructure segment customers, cost declined 5% in line with the decline in revenues. Contribution margin remained at 83%. As mentioned in our previous conference call, we are separating and further distributing commercial and operational expenses into our three business segments, maintaining only finance, HR, legal, and similar expenses as general corporate. Commercial and operational expenses increased 6% year over year due to an increase in non-collectible provisions expenses. This increase is explained by an extraordinary collection in the government segment recorded in the second quarter of last year. Excluding uncollectible provision expenses, to make it comparable, commercial and operational expenses will have increased 3% year over year. General corporate expenses increased 4% compared to second quarter last year, mainly due to personal and maintenance expenses, but less than the prevailing inflation conditions due to the benefits of a leaner and more agile new organization. EBITDA was 764 million pesos in the quarter, 9% higher year over year. This improvement resulted from a 2% increase in the contribution to EBITDA from the business segment and a benefit in net other income. Comparable EBITDA in the first semester totaled 1,501 million pesos, or 6% higher than the first semester of last year. CapEx in the quarter was $21 million compared to $16 million in the second quarter. Cash balance totaled $35 million at the end of the quarter compared to a starting balance of $44 million. Cash flow in the quarter was positive $1 million, resulting from $43 million in EBITDA, $3 million in negative working capital, $21 million in CapEx, and $18 million in interest in interest expenses. Additionally, we reported $6 million net outflow in debt movements, and during the quarter, a $5 million loss in exchange rate forward transactions outflow. The $18 million in interest expenses is mainly explained by the semi-annual $10 million senior notes interest payments we had with the senior notes. With the execution of the refinancing, we estimate interest expenses for approximately $59 million this year. As of the end of June, net debt was $564 million, and the ratio of net debt to comparable EBITDA was 3.5 times. With this, we conclude our presentation and open the call for questions for both Axtel and Controladora Axtel. Sherry, if you could please ask participants to prompt for questions.
Yes, thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. And for participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. You may also type questions into the Q&A box on the web platform. Our first question is from Andres Coelho with Scotiabank. Please proceed.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. The first one is on your free cash flow guidance. At the Investor Day, you mentioned $36 million using a 20 pesos per dollar FX. So I'm wondering if you can confirm this guidance, and it obviously implies an acceleration in free cash flow generation in the second half, so if perhaps you can talk a little bit about the drivers behind this potential acceleration in free cash flow. And my second question is on two very important issues for shareholders. One is when or if after the sell-off in the share price, and given that some time has passed in the creation of Controlador Axtel, whether you are thinking of launching a buyback program or perhaps any color on cash distributions to shareholders. And also, if you can give us any news on progress of merging Controladora into Axtel so that we will have a single vehicle, not two. Thank you.
Yes. Hi, Andres. Thanks for your questions. About the free cash flow, we remain with our guidance of $36 million, including the non-recurrent $10 million charge of the reorganization expenses in first quarter. The drivers to achieve this, it's highly related to seasonality in our business. Mainly working capital, it's expected to turn around in the second semester, particularly in the fourth quarter. We usually go to neutral working capital, so that will represent an approximate $50 million contribution to cash flow for the year. EBITDA would also remain on track in terms of pesos. On the FX, it will have two impacts. It will have a positive translation into dollars, but on the other hand, it will have a negative impact with respect to our hedging strategy that will affect negatively the valuation of our interest payments of dollars with pesos. So these two movements tend to even out. So with this, we remain pretty much in line with our free cash flow guidance. CapEx, we're on track, or business plan is to to invest approximately $67 million in the year, so making the target achievable and currently in line with what we've seen in the business. Concerning your second question about the listing of Controladora Axtel, you had two questions in that respect. The share buyback program, it has to be approved by in a shareholders meeting. Any share buyback program has to come from retained earnings, and given that Controladora Axtel has no prior retained earnings since it had been created very recent, I think this will not be possible to create a share buyback program of its own. Axtel has its own share buyback program. We had some activity in the second quarter, particularly after the listing of Controlador Axtel. And as always, after the quiet period with the second quarter results, we will continuously analyze our participation if we consider appropriate, given liquidity and given the heavily discounted valuation in the stock price. So that's what we can do with respect to share buyback. And about the merging of potential merging of Axtel and Controladora Axtel, it will require an opinion from an external party about the benefit and the positive value for shareholders. This is something that has to come from the Controladora Axtel board of directors. They have to approve and recommend this to Controladora Axtel shareholders, and then the process will start. In any case, the merging of or potential merging of Controlador Axtel and Axtel, it will be a long process. We have no specific timing, but the listing of Controlador Axtel, it took a year, so that could be as a reference of how long it will take. The management, we were focused on the growth of the company, on implementing the new operating and commercial model, and we think we're on the right track in that respect, and we have no further details about the process of merging Controlador Axtel and Axtel at this point in time. As soon as we have any update on this, we will make it public to all investors and stakeholders.
Very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andres.
Our next question is from Alejandro Azar with GMB. Please proceed.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Just a quick one. If you could give us more color on the disconnections that you have on the infrastructure segment, is that due to more competition or thank you?
Hi, Alejandro, and thanks for your question. What's behind these disconnections in AxNet or the infrastructure business unit, it's related to the evolution in technology. These connections or access are sort of an old or legacy technology, mostly MPLS, where global clients, multinational companies, that's how they used to connect their operations in different parts of the world. So a multinational company based in the U.S. will connect through this sort of technology their operations in or their offices in Mexico. What's happening is that technology and the new services are more software defined. They rely more on internet access rather than these dedicated MPLS services. So what's going on, let's say, multinational company ABC, it's disconnecting these MPLS solutions in Mexico that are provided to their global telco vendor, and they are acquiring internet services locally in Mexico. It could be directly through us as well, or other competitor, and implementing another solution, let's say SD-WAN software-defined networks that are managed and operated on the cloud and through newer technologies, more flexible and with benefits, obviously, in many aspects. So it's in summary, and without getting into much technical details, it's a trend of how companies are solving and serving their network and connectivity requirements, that perhaps it could be disconnections on one end and creating new services for our enterprise segment through internet connectivity. So that's what's behind
Adrian,
that.
A follow-up, if I may, is there any way that you guys can let us know how much of your revenues come from those type of services in AxNet? Is that material going forward, you know, that change in technology?
It's about, I would say, somewhere between 15 to 20% of the
infrastructure
service
revenues.
And not all are MPLS. So really, it's something that that's a trend in the industry. But on the other hand, with same global operators, we are having more internet services as well as directly with the company, with the multinational companies, with operations in with local operations. So it tends to compensate one with the other.
Okay, thank you very much, Adrian.
You're welcome.
There are no further questions on the phone line. I would like to turn it back over to Nancy for the web questions.
Thank you. Yes, we will move on to questions coming via our webcast. The first question is related to Axtel's debt. What is the net debt you are expecting by the end of the year?
assuming current exchange rate conditions remain for the rest of the year, I mean, 17 pesos more or less, 17 to 17.5 pesos per dollar at the end of the year, our net debt will be around 535, 540 million pesos, given the effect on the peso EBITDA translated into dollars, it will reduce our net leverage ratio at or around 3 times, more or less.
We have another question on the debt. What is Axtel's new debt maturity profile after the refinancing of the 2024 senior notes?
Yes, it's about 5 years. To be precise, it's 4.7 years with no relevant maturities until 2026. We feel pretty comfortable with this maturity profile.
We have one question regarding Controladora Axtel. What is the benefit of merging or of not merging Axtel and Controladora Axtel that we are foreseeing?
What is the, sorry?
The benefit of merging or not merging Axtel and Controladora Axtel.
Well, the merging will of the two entities will create only one vehicle for investors in Axtel for majority and minority investors in the company. Again, that's a process that has to start with this fairness opinion. It's something that's in the hands of Controlador Axtel Board of Directors and shareholders. As management, we are currently focused on the business in our organic and strategic agenda. If we have any further information about this, we will certainly share with all investors.
Thank you. We have one more question regarding the buyback program. At current Axtel PPO prices valuation, why not be more aggressive with the buyback program? Are we planning to be more aggressive?
We have to always balance and take into consideration the price or the valuation that the share is reflecting in the market, the liquidity and market conditions and liquidity in the company, and also how volatile and other factors are affecting or influencing the price and performance of the stock. You know, with the listing of Controlador Axtel, there has been significant volatility and very high volume the share buyback program. It would be very difficult to have a relevant influence in the performance of the stock or the share price. So we obviously always consider all this. We definitely think that the valuation is significantly affected. We will continue making decisions based on these premises.
Thank you, Adrian. We have no more questions.
Okay, so thanks everyone for participating in our call today. If you have any further questions, as always, you can contact the company through our IR office. Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. This will conclude today's conference. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.